want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to that very important person whose birthday it is today. Lots of great people are born in the month of May, and we want to wish them a happy birthday. We also want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. So several weeks ago, I got a phone call, and there was a person that said, "Hey, I hear you talk about companies on your radio program, but I never hear you talk about and name the industry that he was looking for a recommendation for." And I said, "Well, I said the businesses that I talk about are people that we interact with as a church, and you know, those are people that have done work for us, do work with us, and believe in the radio program in a tangible way." And I said, "And I don't have anybody in that field." I said, "What I can tell you is the person or the company that we use at the church, but it's not a company I know anything about as far as an organizational structure or anything like that." So, there are business endorsements, if you will. They're not really for sale. They are more or less people that we know that are going to treat people in a Christian way, not just in a business environment. There are a lot of people that I have encountered through over three decades of pastoring at Merritt Assembly of God, and they may be Christians, but their business doesn't necessarily run that way. And so we like to deal with people who are going to represent Jesus, not just on Sunday morning, but not just with the words of their mouth, but with the way that they treat people as well. Say, "Why are you telling us all this?" I said, "Because of the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, I actually had a person that I know, and they were looking for a concrete company. I'd talked to them about a project, and they said, "You wouldn't believe how much, you know, people are wanting to charge to do something like this." And I said, "Well, let me have you have Jits Concrete give you a call." And since that initial conversation, they did contract them. They did come out and they did the project. And the person said, "Man, they did a great job." And here in the past few weeks, they told me they've done multiple jobs for me since then. They're going to do some work for me at my house. There's a project that we've got coming up in the future. We're going to have them do it. And so, Like I mentioned about Jits Concrete, they have decades of experience, they have expertise in their field, and they have a great work ethic. They're going to give you a great service at a great value. Their phone number is 321-536-5804 if you need a concrete project done in your neck of the woods. So, back to Proverbs chapter 4. We started here on Thursday of last week, and we're going to start off here again this morning. But in verse number 1, it reads, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my father, he also taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart retain my words. keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor. When you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. So last Friday, we had talked about let your heart retain my words. Let your heart retain my words. And that one of the things that we do is we want to teach in a manner that it's going to become a part of a person's innermost being. There are a lot of speeches and speakers that go and they can give you these little tweetable comments. You know, it fits good into a small quote. And that's fine, but the goal is to remember the heart of the message. And so when it says here, let your hearts retain, or let your heart retain my words, we really want it to penetrate beyond the superficial. And if you're just listening for something to post on social media, I wonder if that's going to penetrate beyond the depth of your ears. So we need to pay attention. Now, the verse number five says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget. So if we are going to retain something, we need to make sure that it is something that we engage in frequently. So if we're going to retain it, you need to write it down. You need to take whatever steps that are necessary in order to facilitate you remembering the things that you need to remember. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of setting out to do something and then you get close to your destination, but you're not really sure of what the reason you were headed for that destination was. So here a few weeks ago, I was tapped to teach on our Tuesday night support group, which was, you know, wonderful. And we hope that that was really beneficial for people. But I was getting the room set up for the night, the tables, the chairs were already there. But the thing that wasn't the way it was supposed to be was I had never reprogrammed the thermostats to accommodate the fact that we were meeting on Tuesday night. So I was on my way up to adjust the thermostat and got close to the stage and realized that I didn't have my microphone on. And since I didn't have my microphone on, I went over and I got the put that on. And then I realized, because I tested my microphone, and it's like, oh, I also need to turn the sound system on at the front of the house. And so I did that. And then all of a sudden I remember the reason I was in that area of the structure to begin with was because of the thermostat. And so I accomplished three things, but it was the third thing that was actually the reason that I'd got there to begin with. Let's make sure that we remember that we are not just being instructed, we're not just being taught so that we can pass an exam, but we're actually in the process of gaining wisdom. The thing about wisdom is that it is going to be demonstrated as being correct in all of its ways. And I've shared with you about the conversation that God and I had where I had tried to accomplish something for over a decade, and God said, how's that working out for you? It's like, we're not seeing any success in doing that at all. And he said, well, if wisdom is proved right by all her actions, what does that tell you? And I said that there's a course of wisdom that I should pursue instead of the one that I'm doing. He said, why don't you do this instead? And in all honesty, that was going to involve a serious adjustment to my my preferred course of action. And I said, okay, we'll do it that way. And to make a long story short, God was right. God was right. Wisdom is always the right course of action. When I look at the current system of passing information and instruction along on a societal scale, I see that there's a lot of things that are being taught that aren't going to result in wisdom. So wisdom is part of the culture of the kingdom of God. And the farther we get as a society away from the kingdom of God and the God of the kingdom, the farther we are going to position ourselves away from the wisdom of heaven. Now, what that will do is it will create a void which will be filled with an inferior type of wisdom, which is the wisdom of this world. But it will not produce the same results. And so I will just tell you, success in God's kingdom looks a lot different than success in man's eyes. So I had a person one time, they were describing to me a conversation that they had had with a person, and the person showed them a brand new car. And the person said, that's what success looks like right there. And so the person they told that to was telling me that, and I was like, that could look like debt. It might not be success at all. There are a lot of people who have all of the exterior markings of success, but they do not have the finances, they may not have the character, and they don't have the relationship of God that substantiates or gives credibility to the definition of success. So they may actually be like a Hollywood movie set back in the day where they would put up the front of a structure and You would think that there was a building behind it, but in actuality, it was just a facade. So the world is great at making appearances, but you and I, we need to make sure that we regard wisdom and the instructional process as a way of showing us what the beginning of that journey looks like, what the middle part of that journey looks like, what the end of that journey looks like. What does that journey look like 100 years from now? There are many things that people have as strongholds in their life that I do not participate in because I have seen from my experiences in interacting with people what the end of that journey looks like. And wisdom is wisdom at the beginning. Wisdom is still wisdom in the middle of the journey. And wisdom is going to be wisdom 1,000 years from now. So drop down to verse number 10. It says, "Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many." And so we are reminded again a second time of how important it is to listen, that the information is coming out of relationship again, and we have got to be of a inclination to be ready to receive that information. One of the things that I take note of when I read the history of the kings of Israel and the history of the kings of Judah is that David knew that there was a difference in time between the anointing to be king, the promise to be king, and the timing of his actual ascension to the throne. You contrast that with a lot of other kings who received messages from prophets in their days and said, "You're going to be king, and the person who is king currently, they're not going to be king." And what the person would do is they would immediately go out, they would immediately attack and overthrow the king, so there would be a coup that would take place, not realizing that there could be an interval of time in between the promise and the fulfillment. And so we need to make sure that we're in the position to receive it. And when we are communicating with the people around us, we need to make sure that they are in the right position to receive the instruction that we're trying to pass on to them. Create the atmosphere for that which I received, Paul would say, that I also passed on to you. You've got to make sure that the person you're trying to teach is ready to be taught. They're ready to receive it. So the Bible says, ask, and it literally means keep on asking, and you shall receive and keep on receiving. And so I remind our congregation that prayer is not just about the communication, but it's also about receiving from God the answer to that prayer that we need. And receiving from God means that when God says yes, we celebrate the yes. And when God says no, we celebrate the no, because that means he's got something better in store for us than what we thought we wanted, or that what we thought we needed. So at one point in time, I had been fired from a position in ministry. I had been told I was worthless and I would never amount to anything. And got married a few months after that and ended up in a career selling shoes. But the call was always to minister, to be a pastor. And so we were actively pursuing that. We were also actively serving in a local church. We didn't have a title. We didn't have a position. We didn't have a salary. All we did was serve. And in the process, we sent out like 200 resumes. If I heard that there was a church looking for a pastor, I sent them a resume. And 200 resumes and very little response. I mean, most people didn't even acknowledge that they had received the resume in the first place. Kind of interesting. Some of the places that we sent resumes then, at one of our general councils a few years ago, they were describing how they had churches that were completely debt free, had finances in the bank, and they couldn't find anybody to pastor them. And that was kind of an interesting thing. But as frustrating as all of those no's were, eventually I had a pastor, and it was kind of interesting. It was the day after I had reached my level of frustration. And so we had lived for 2 years minus 1 month. So 23 months we had lived packed, ready to go, ready to relocate. And just when it looked like that wasn't going to happen, and I said, let's unpack everything. Let's find a place for everything. I'm tired of living like this. So we unpacked it all. And the very next day, we got invited. I believe it was on a Tuesday. It might have even been on a Monday. And we got a call from a pastor, said, I'm going to be in your town on Thursday. Can we meet? And we said, sure, we can do that. Within a couple of weeks, we were on our way to a town we had never heard of. And the pastor said, I can't believe that no one has realized how valuable you are to the kingdom over this period of time. I received a copy of a manuscript that he had written, an advanced copy of a book he had written, and in the front he said, I am so thankful that God led us to meet one another all those years ago. He said, I consider it one of the most profound divine appointments in my life. And so all of those no's led us up to a yes that wasn't filled without it wasn't challenge free, but looking in the rearview mirror, we can see the hand of God lighting up the path every step of the way to get us where we needed to go. So make sure that if you have something that you are trying to teach, make sure that the person is ready to receive it. And it goes on in verse number 10, and it says, and the years of your life will be many. If we are ready to receive the wisdom that God has for us and all of these different things. So let me help you to retain this in your innermost being. It involves listening. It involves relationship. It involves instruction. It involves paying attention and understanding. It involves retaining the words, remembering the words, not forgetting the words, and striving for a lifestyle of wisdom, not just a nugget of wisdom. He said, when all of those things begin to compile into your life, it is going to increase the years of your life. Does that mean that you're going to live to be 130? Not necessarily. But it does mean that you are going to recognize that Jesus came not to diminish your life, but to give you life and to give it abundantly, and that that life that God intends for you is a life with Him forever and ever and ever. Now, a wise course of action will also keep you out of harm's way. It will keep you from making lethal decisions. And so if you and I will listen to the instruction and understand the concept of information and time and application and relationship, everything that God values, it'll make the quality of our life better no matter how long it goes. I heard a story recently, and I don't remember who it was that said it, but the person was talking about that they had gone to the doctor, and the doctor had given this lady news that she had a terminal condition and she wasn't going to live for very long. And she had a different reaction than almost every person that oncologist had given that information to before. And she started celebrating. And he said, "You're going to have to explain to me why you're celebrating, because that's not the reaction I normally get when I share this type of news." And she said, "Doctor, I have had the privilege of living my life and living my faith and showing my family, my loved ones, my church friends, and my neighbors and coworkers. I've had the privilege of showing them what it means to live with Jesus and for Jesus. Now I'm going to have the honor of showing them what it is like to walk with Jesus through the darkest valley of your life, and knowing that it's not a season to be feared. It's a season for Him to demonstrate His faithfulness till the very end." I pray today that you and I will realize the value of wisdom, that we will position ourselves to be ready to receive the wisdom of God so that our life will impact those around us. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I found in Him a friend.